This is the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, live from the Patriots Facebook page.
Patriots come hard. He fires to the right, and it is picked off at the 40. Vincent Wilfork at the 50, at the 45, and all the way down to the 30-yard line. Vincent Wilfork.
The pregame social is the world's largest virtual tailgate, featuring the fans of the three-time Super Bowl champion New England Patriots.
And the Patriots are world champions again. Back-to-back. Three out of four. Yes, it's a dynasty.
Mark Bertrand, Paul Perillo, and Andy Hart are here to do the grilling as your hosts. This week, the Patriots open up the preseason against the Philadelphia Eagles.
Brady awaiting the shotgun snap on fourth down. He's got it. Back to throw. Looks. Fires. Caught. Touchdown. Rob Gronkowski.
Now, Mark, Paul, and Andy get you ready for the game live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Patriots Nation, welcome to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.
We are all jacked up and ready to go for the start of the 2013.
Ready?
Patriots preseason.
Ready
to
go? The
opener, a couple hours away. Andy Hart.
Are you the host of this show?
We got some issues.
Ready to go?
We got some issues right out of the gate.
I just heard the open. It said Mark Bertrand was the host.
But that
but
is
your
not,
voice is the first I hear.
That is not going to stop us from having all the excitement that we
Maybe
need.
Maybe we could have used a little walkthrough at some point this
week. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Listen, Mark Bertrand, who will be our host, he has a real job, unlike Andy and I. He does actually have responsibilities. He has a real job.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You saying we don't have responsibilities? Because I'm a little overwhelmed with the fact that we have a radio show, a TV show, and a paper to put out in, I don't know, the next 6 hours.
No one cares. Mark will be with us. He has just left his regular place of business and is en route as we speak. It is a pretty significant rainstorm today. The traffic is pretty thick on a Friday afternoon, so hopefully Mark will be here safe in not too long. But until then, Andy and I will take you through the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. And there is some excitement, Andy, in all seriousness, because
heck yeah,
it's going to be a chance to see a lot of new faces for the New England Patriots. A lot of guys that we've seen on the practice field have some success. Now we get a chance to see if they can at least make the first step in translating that success from the practice field onto the game field.
Yeah, I'm very much intrigued with a lot of things. You know, there's so much unknown about this team on both sides of the ball, literally. Literally unknown. Who's going to play? Who's going to have roles? Are they good enough? Are they competitive? Is what we've seen in training camp here or against the Eagles going to transfer to the field? Are we going to say, yeah, Sudfeld can compete at the NFL level? Or are we going to say, he kind of flashed in shorts and some training camp, but he's not good enough? There is, I would say, as much anticipation about this preseason as we've had in quite some time because of the unknown and the uncertainty.
Yeah, no, I really agree with that. And
so is that a yeah or a no, Bill?
No, yeah.
Yeah.
I really agree with what you
I'll
just
tell
said.
Tell you how ill-prepared I am.
Why are you so ill-prepared? What's the
I
matter?
Just opened up TweetDeck that I used last year for this show.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like no longer supported by Twitter or something. It doesn't even work.
Oh, you have to. There's updates all the time. You never use that?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I only use it for this.
There's always updates. And, you know, you brought up the Twitter feed, Andy. We should point everybody, let everybody remind.
Yeah.
The hashtag that we use for the Patriots pregame social is an easy one. PPGS. Hashtag PPGS. So you want to tweet us with that hashtag.
Send photos.
And we're always interested. Andy and I are a little bit creepy. So we're always interested in how you're watching the game, especially the females that might be in the audience.
Mostly the females.
Always. I want to know how you guys, your excitement level for tonight's game, who you're interested in watching. And but more importantly,
what
I want to know what you're doing. Yeah. Are you tailgating? Around the country, I know it's not tailgating weather
the country,
here in New England.
The world.
I know it's not tailgating weather here. Largest. And by the way, according to our people on site in Philly, it is not tailgating weather at Lincoln Financial Stadium either.
It's pretty much wet up. What do they call this corridor?
The East Coast?
I thought there was like a corridor.
I'm going to go with East Coast.
Okay.
but the last report that we had from Philly was that the field is still covered and
yes,
the rain is coming down. There's been some lightning there, been lightning here as well. But
which is, by the way, something to keep an eye on as those of us that are members of the TV broadcast.
We're a little bit worried about
filling a little time if there's a lightning delay.
Andy and Paul do not need to be filling time with our nonsense. That only it can only hurt the ball club, as they say.
Is it bad if we don't take tweets on this show?
Yeah, you want to get in touch with us all different ways. Webradio at patriots.com. You can send us your emails like you always do. You can also hit up the Ace Ticket hotline at 508-298-0398. And also our new, is it international number?
What one?
That's just a toll-free
North
number.
American toll-free
North American
number.
Toll-free. There you go. That is 855-PATS.
500.
Pat's 500. Exactly.
Yeah, or 508-298-0398.
Apparently, Kevin, you need to put up one of those signs with the number, because Paul just looked left to figure out where the number was.
In all seriousness, we've had about five different 800 numbers that have been bandied about.
855.
This one's not even an 800 number.
No, it's in. Well, it is. Well, it starts with an 8.
Yes.
855 is part of the
800s. 855 is not
856 would be part of the 800s. Anything from 800 right to 899 would be considered part of the 800s.
So, again,
numbers.
Kevin, you want to give that number? It's 855.
Pat's 500.
He doesn't even know.
It's unbelievable.
It's numerically, I think, 728-7500.
Our support talent is just failing us.
So those are the ways that you can reach us. Andy has got his laptop open. He's ready to see your tweets.
No, I'm not.
I thought that was right up your alley. I said that on purpose, just like that. He's ready to see your tweets.
I got like four tweets.
No, send us your tweets.
I'd love to see your tweets, but
that's what I'm looking for.
When did TweetDeck go out of business? Can somebody update me?
You just need to update. That's all.
How do you do that?
We also have a new coordinator this year. No longer will Matt LePan, Pepe Le Pew, be dealing with our polls on Facebook. We'll have an old friend from last summer, Darren Hartwell, the Darren Hartwell, will be taking care of our polls on the Facebook page. So you want to check us out there on Facebook.
The other studio.
He's in the poll center right now.
There's no
not
room
sure
for
sure I want him taking care of my poll.
He's in the poll center right now, and we will have do we have a first poll up yet? See, normally I can look.
No, we don't, because we don't even have.
I can look.
Shaking his head.
I can look right into
Thank
the poll
God
center.
It's the preseason. Yeah, this is a debacle.
We get all the kinks out right now, but we will have our normal procedures up and running shortly.
God, I hope the team performs better tonight when they're on the field than we do.
Well, I don't really care how the team performs tonight. I'm looking for individual achievement.
Just so you
tonight.
Know, this is equivalent to Brady doesn't show up and somebody gets hurt on the first snap. That's what this is equivalent to right now.
I'm here, so Brady showed up.
He showed up. Oh, you're Brady?
Yeah. But I'm Brady in this scenario. Yeah. I am the dog.
Okay. No, in all seriousness, what am I supposed to do about this Twitter situation?
Maybe log on before 30 seconds before the show next time.
Something that should have been brought to my attention yesterday.
So we will try to get some of this stuff straightened out, and hopefully the Beatle will be making it here. Later in the show, we will talk to a gentleman from Philadelphia. Dave Spadaro's underling is Bo. What was Bo's last name?
Evans?
Kevin?
I don't know. Kevin's not in there.
Not Bo Pelini, but
Bo Evans?
Is it Bo Evans?
Are you asking me?
The out-of-town reporter from Philadelphia that we're going to be speaking to in the second or third segment?
Bo Wolf
from PhiladelphiaEagles.com,
yes,
correct?
Budsy's boy.
He works with Dave Spadaro, who has been a frequent guest and contributor to our program. So we'll look forward to hearing what he has to say about the Eagles and maybe a little bit about the joint practices that have taken place in Philadelphia over the last 3 days. Specifically, Andy, I am interested in a couple of things. I think the rookie wide receivers are obviously high in the list, but I'm really interested, and I know this is something you want to talk about as well, the situation at backup quarterback. I would expect that we see Tom Brady for a little bit tonight, maybe a series or two, but I would say by the time the first quarter is winding down, Ryan Mallett's going to be into this game, and I am interested in Ryan Mallett. Are you?
Very much so. I mean, this is Ryan Mallett's time. This could be the most significant action he gets this preseason, depending on how the Tebow time plays itself out later in the preseason and how much Brady time is needed with the new young receivers. And you know I have my doubts based on what I've seen on the practice field in terms of his ascension, his accuracy, his decision-making, his reads, his being able to deliver the ball on time and to the right guy. So this is an interesting night for him, especially, you know, maybe a little wet ball, little conditions might not be perfect.
That's a good point.
You know, balls thrown behind guys are even more likely than normal to end up deflected and interceptions. And you've been sort of on that angle before, that if he played a lot, you think with those balls that he throws behind people, they would end up with a lot of picks and, tip drills. That's something to keep an eye on tonight. Also, just keeping an eye on, you know, running the offense and what he's able to do as the guy. But he's kind of the one guy you could probably circle as most likely to play a significant role tonight in this game. Everybody else, you know, you may see the starters for a limited time. You know, it'll be interesting to see a guy like Dobson, who I'm guessing if Brady is out there, he'll be with Brady. But how much longer does he stay out there once Brady leaves the field after a series of two? Does he stick with Mallett and get, you know, another quarter of reps beyond that? Is he treated like a starter who comes out of the game? I don't know. But Mallett, I'm pretty sure you're going to see for two-plus quarters in this game.
Yeah, and I think you are going to see those rookie wide receivers stay out in the game with Mallett, because Bill Belichick and his staff, they need to see these wide receivers play, and those receivers need the reps. Now, you're not going to do it at the expense of Brady and force him to stay out there longer than you want him to. But I would be surprised, really surprised, if Aaron Dobson and Kenbrell Tompkins and Josh Boyce and Quentin Sims and all these other rookie receivers that we've seen on the practice field, they don't play a lot of football tonight. I'd be very surprised. Maybe Amendola comes out, because you don't necessarily need to establish him. But beyond that, I think these other Zach Sudfeld, I think these guys need to get out there and play and get a significant amount of action. And I'm really anxious to see that. I agree with your assessment of Mallett. I think that he's a guy. I think the Patriots are looking ahead as well. I think they want to see if there's some trade value there. And I think that you need to establish that in the preseason. He got a lot of work in the preseason last year, and I think he's going to get a lot more this year.
Is he better?
Is he better based on what I've seen in practice? No. Not discernibly. Now, the coaches might laugh at that notion because he might mentally be so far ahead of where he has been. Do you know what I'm saying? And we don't know that. We don't see his, you know, we don't know the progressions, the reads that he has to make and all that stuff. He might have a better grasp on the offense now by far than he did at this time last year, and we just don't know about it. But physically, I think he's still erratic with his throws. You mentioned the throws. My nitpick on his throws seem to be late and high over the middle. Back shoulder over the middle quite often leads to interceptions. And that would be my biggest criticism of Mallett's throwing, because he has a very strong arm. He can make all the throws, quote unquote. I just don't think he's accurate enough. And it just doesn't seem like it comes out quickly enough, for the offense to continue to run. Beyond the receivers, Andy, young guys, are there, you know, other guys on defense, you know, a guy like Jamie Collins. I'm curious to see Jamie Collins
much
tonight.
Interested.
You know, see what kind of athleticism he can translate again to the field. What different ways do they use him? You know, is this really going to be a hybrid front seven where they can play 4-3, 3-4, do, 5-2, whatever, do to some different things and maybe see some different. I'm not sure that we're going to see anything exotic in terms of their personnel groupings and their alignments tonight, but do they have the personnel to be as multiple as Belichick likes to be? I think they might.
I think it's a little early to talk about that. I don't know what some of this quote-unquote personnel is yet. I mean, I'm not sure Jamie Collins is ready to play in the NFL. Okay, he's looked okay on a practice field, but there's a difference between looking okay on a practice field and, you know, being a 25, 35, 40% snap guy as a situational player, a rotational player. I think it's interesting to see what Tommy Kelly is, quite frankly. You know, we've seen him out there, but I don't really have an assessment as to what Tommy Kelly has left in the tank at this point in his career. You know, there's other guys. You know, who's next in line at defensive end if you get banged up? Is it Jake Beckett? Is it, you know, Jermaine Cunningham who won't play tonight? You know, there's some guys there that I don't have a feel for. So while in theory, Dante Hightower I'll throw in there. He's Mr. Versatile. Well, I'd like to see Mr. Versatile play like Mr. Versatile. Show me you can do a lot of different things. I know you were, you know, kind of coming on last year and then you got hurt and maybe it didn't play out like you'd want, but I have Adrian Wilson is a guy that theoretically is involved with Big Nickel and some of the versatile sets you could do. Can he play? Maybe he can't cover Jake Ballard, and he can't cover any other tight end out there. And as much as you want to say he's going to be in, you know, run situations, good luck trying to scheme for that. Good luck trying to make sure he doesn't get in mismatches when people see, uh-oh, maybe he can't cover.
All great things to be excited about and be interested in tonight. And, we want to hear from you. We want to know what you're interested in, what kind of areas you're going to be focusing on tonight. Let Andy and I what you know, what you want to know in terms of things that we could talk about later on the television broadcast, which we're excited to be a part of tonight as well. I think you bring up some interesting points. I think a lot of people talk about the 3-4 and the 4-3, and we know that it's overrated. We know Belichick likes to downplay those kinds of things. But I do think it's interesting that people think that they could play a 3-4 simply by making Chandler Jones a defensive end in a 3-4. At 270 pounds, I think that would be quite a stretch.
Disastrous, I think it could be. I think he would get killed. And quite frankly, I think it just... it's not suited necessarily to his skills. I think you would not be getting the most out of your Chandler Jones, which is a long edge pass rusher who I think has the athleticism and moves and variety of pass rush moves to make plays off the end there. And if you move him inside, I mean, let's compare Richard Seymour to Chandler Jones. What are the differences? Well, about 35 pounds, probably 4/10 of a 40 or 3/10 of a 40. You know, they're totally different players. And for people to just assume, and if not, well, now are you saying that Chandler Jones will be an outside linebacker?
Which if I'm not sure he's able to do.
And then I'm more able to believe that I am able to believe he can play the five technique end like Richard Seymour.
Yeah, I think he could be an outside linebacker. I'm not sure that he'd be a great all-around outside linebacker in the mold of, say, what we used to do with Vrabel and some of those guys, even McGinnis a little bit, in terms of dropping into, but in terms of the outside edge presence, I think he very much could, you know, whether he's outside linebacker, defensive end, I think he's explosive. I think the athleticism you just talked about, the arms, and I think we're going to see added power based on that size that, you know,
10 pounds of muscle, baby.
He did add some weight, as he called it, good weight, when he spoke to us on PFW in Progress. I think he has the attributes to be a good edge player, a really good edge player. I'm not sure that he is, you know, the jack of all trades guy that's going to be dropping in coverage and, you know, covering guys out in the flat the way, you know, Mike Vrabel used to do a little bit. But he's probably a better pure pass rusher than Vrabel was, too. And Vrabel's a guy who could rush the passer pretty well.
By the way, I threw it out there on Twitter earlier, what people were looking for, asking. Obviously, the young receivers, Dobson, Tompkins, Boyce, were very high on the list. Multiple things, you know, multiple Twitter people checking in on hashtag PPGS. Sudfeld is another one people want to see. There was some defensive ones people want to see. And then, obviously, you know the answer to the last one.
Tebow
time. Is he going to play? What's he going to do? Is he going to run the pistol in the option? Blah, blah, blah. But
what does he do tonight? Be serious.
Look uncomfortable at the quarterback position.
I knew it.
I don't know. If he runs the Patriots offense like he's running on the field out here, he gets killed.
I think he will do both tonight.
If he runs the pistol and the option, he'll be fine.
I think
that's
he'll
what
do
he
both.
Does.
I think he'll do both tonight. I think he'll play in the fourth quarter. I think he'll get at least a couple of series.
Him to Quentin Sims on one of those fades. They've been hooking up a lot in practice.
And I think they'll probably have him do one legit when he's running the regular Patriots offense. And I think he'll probably get a series where maybe he's out of the pistol and doing some read option stuff, and we'll see how that goes. But maybe you'll see it within the same series as well. So we'll see.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
I just have a lot more faith when he runs the option in the pistol than when he's just...
Because he can make up for his mistakes when he runs.
But he also just looks more comfortable. When he drops back and just stops hopping around, doesn't know where to throw it, spins, pirouettes, falls, does all that stuff, it's not good for anybody on the football field.
Well, those of you who listen to the Patriots pregame social frequently, you know that one of our little traditions is we start off pretty much every show. Our first caller on the Ace Ticket Hotline is from Jeff in Vegas. And Jeff, you will lead us off in the 2013 preseason.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Quite frankly, we're struggling right now. We don't have a host.
Overwhelmed would be a good...
At some point in the last year, TweetDeck went out of business or something. I'm trying to run it off some app on the web or something. Oh, Lord only knows. It's a debacle here.
Yes, and so it begins, as it were. And I've had a lot of inquiries here locally in Vegas. Apparently the game is also on NFL Network. Does that involve the Patriots feed at all?
Generally, you know? It's the home team feed that they use on NFL Network, so I would guess that will be the Philadelphia feed.
Okay.
But you can see us on Patriots.com.
Yes, yes.
Watch us there live in all our HD, I think, glory.
Yeah, we're in HD.
On the web, too.
Oh, well.
Ish.
It's a
HD-ish.
Yeah, an HD broadcast.
Sure, so. We'll be in HD. That's why they're asking us if we brought our makeup. Unfortunately, we did not.
And Andy is actually, for one time in his life, Andy's actually being kind. They asked me if I had any makeup, and Andy keeps saying,
I'm going to need it, because I'm going to get very glossy and shiny, and when they turn these lights on in this room, it gets to be very, very hot. But, yeah, you can watch us on the web from Vegas, patriots.com, and, we will be chiming in. I think the plan is for us to get, you know, two or three hits per quarter and, try to bring a little more analysis and practice field discussion, to the broadcast, especially, when the tables turn and Tom Brady goes to the sideline and some of the, lesser knowns are out there battling for jobs.
And how does it work? Are you on like a split screen? Like,
well, they will toss to us. Dan Roach is sort of the play-by-play man slash traffic cop in this broadcast. Christian Fourier will be his traditional color man. Matt Chatham will be on the sideline. And then Paul and I are here in the studio, and they will toss to us. And then, yes, we'll be, I think, full screen for a second, and then we'll probably be in a split screen or a box while the action goes on as we debate or discuss whatever the topic at hand may be.
And you're going to be in these red recliners, or they're going to be in...
Wait, how do you know there's red recliners? Why is that out there already? Why is that out there already? Who knew there was red recliners? There are. Presented by Bob's, the best discount furniture place.
Yeah, I think we might have mentioned that yesterday. Oh, okay. The red recliners.
Well, we got red recliners, yes. We will be in all our
Jeff,
glory.
Who's your rookie, one rookie that you're looking for tonight? And
yeah,
why?
I think Paul might remember this. I remember Deion Branch's first preseason game, and Felger was talking about it recently. By the way, I thought Paul was great on Felger, I think, yesterday.
Yeah, thank
and
you.
I remember,
that,
like they said, Branch's immediate impact. That first preseason game, Brady threw a bomb, sort of underthrew it, almost back shoulder. Deion caught it. I think that was the very first time they were on the field. And I'm hoping from Dobson, you know, or Boise see something like that. You know, that would be a good sign. Just immediate chemistry with Brady, I would think.
Yeah,
I agree.
I think a lot of people agree with you.
I want a contested catch for Dobson, like the shows he's been putting on in practice, and I do. I want to see Boyce, even if it doesn't lead to a completion, I want to see Boyce full speed zipping down the field, blowing by somebody.
And then the other, I had a question. Is there, like, all in all, is there really any correlation over the years? We mentioned that Tampa game. It's like sometimes that the preseason really doesn't translate significantly into the regular season. I mean, you know, you see some things, but it doesn't seem like there's that much of a correlation in general.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
I mean,
I agree a lot.
I've been, you know, I've gotten too high in the past, and that Tampa game would be one example of that. And I probably will get too low if Ryan Mallett throws three picks tonight or something of that nature. Yeah, it's hard to say, okay, this is a direct correlation. This is going to be what's going to happen in week one, week five, week seven. But we still continue to see snippets, especially for guys that we don't know a lot about at this point. We don't know a lot about Zach Sudfeld. We've watched him in pads for like 10 days. I mean, are we really ready to make these grand assessments that he is the next great thing at tight end for this team after 10 days on the practice field?
Yeah, I agree. And speaking of no correlation, just so you know, if New England gets 3.5 points here in Vegas on the preseason line, the point total is 42. And that brings us to the Jeff in Vegas preseason smart money play of the week.
You are insane. And
heavens to Betsy!
And the play is, there is no play.
Okay.
And what I am looking for, though, early in the season, maybe go against the Patriots. They might have some early season stumbles, but hopefully towards the end of the year, just generally speaking, maybe they can be an underdog in some situations, maybe get that bullseye off their back a little bit, and let them play that role of the underdog. That's where you're really going to look for them this year.
All right, Jeff.
Good luck. We'll be watching intently tonight. I'm excited, and go Pats.
Thanks for kicking us off. We look forward to talking to you every week. That's Jeff in Vegas. Interesting. I mean, it's something we could talk about during the course of the regular season, but might they actually take on an underdog role at some point during the season? They haven't really been underdogs very many times over the last 10 years.
No, and we had discussed, I don't know where it came from, but they, I believe, were not an underdog on any game on some early projections.
One of those sites that puts out the
they had a couple pushes
lines
or whatever,
for every game.
Evens,
But if they were to go, say, 4-3 to open the season, like that, you might see some changes to the lines,
obviously,
you know, in difficult games down the stretch.
Yep.
I don't expect that to happen because, you know, I think they're going to go 12-4. So
they could go 4-3 and still go 12-4.
Yeah, but I would probably amend my.
That's actually sort of the Patriot way, is they often, you know, put together these runs late in the year.
Well, you're absolutely right. They're certainly November and December, but I think that the schedule this year is a little bit different in that they have some losable games down the stretch. Like last year, they didn't go undefeated in December last year because they had two tough games and they split them. Houston and San Francisco, they won one and lost one. What are you smirking at? Oh, we got our host is on is on site.
If a host shows up midway through the show, is he really the host?
Very excited about that, and I feel bad because I know he's probably really nervous and uptight about it. Doesn't realize
he doesn't look it.
How low
key? He looks pretty calm.
Well,
might have had a couple beers while he was in traffic.
Kevin has given me the two hands breaking apart sign.
Well, I do
have
a hit on
Radio Land. That means break, Andy.
I do have a hit on CBS. I got to get over to in a minute.
Okay, so we will take this opportunity to reset. Mark is here. We will start the Patriots pregame social for real next.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Jerod Mayo can take down a quarterback, a running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Jerod Mayo's sacks at Jerod Mayo's speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds up to 300 down and 65 up megabits per second available.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected. The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at patriotsproshop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo can take down a quarterback, a running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Gerard Mayo's sacks at Gerard Mayo's speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds up to 300 down to 65 megabits per second available.
Dante Hightower, the New England Patriots, and I get ready for every game with Andy Hart and Paparella on the Patriots Pregame Social.
Patriots Pregame Social here on Patriots.com. Paul made it here. Woo! You've got a host now.
Did you hear that voice, ladies and gentlemen?
You're no longer rudderless.
Yeah, well, that's a good description. Anytime I have to leave the show, I had to do the whole 2 hours yesterday with Andy.
I mean, it sounded good. I was listening. I thought everything was going well. I thought these guys don't even need me.
Well, we do, because here's what happens is, and the fans notice it, Andy and I like to do a lot of foolishness. And when one of us has to host, there's no time for foolishness. You can't argue. We can't get sidetracked. We can't do any of the nonsense that we like to do. So, with you back, this is...
Back? I mean, I'm not really back. I'm here for the first time ever.
Yeah, this is going to go much better. And listen, that Felger character.
Yeah.
You know how to handle him. You don't have to worry about, being on the payroll, as he likes to say. Sunshine.com.
We're all at sunshine.com.
The way he calls it.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about that.
I'm glad. I'm glad I don't have to worry
about
that.
You don't have to worry about him.
I also appreciate Andy, who will be back with us.
Give me a break.
In just a couple of minutes. Andy, I'm pretty sure he said I was the Brady of the broadcast.
No, that was me.
I know you said you were Brady, but he meant to say that I was the Tom Brady of the broadcast.
Yeah, that was the inference. I'm not sure what he was talking about.
Sometimes, high praise.
He's got such a big head. Sometimes things get lost up there.
High praise. Well, this game tonight, Patriots and Eagles, first preseason game of 2013. And I'm sure between now and the time this program wraps up, there will be plenty of time for more of this goofing around.
Oh, it sounds
like there's a...
This is what we do.
It's a loose locker room around here. You know?
Now, the only time that we're ever serious is when we do have our out-of-town guest, and I know that's coming up.
I think it's coming up right now.
So we'll put our serious hats on.
Put the serious hat on. Really, again, this program now has a rudder. We now have a direction.
I'm excited about it.
We're going somewhere.
All right.
And joining us now on this program, our out-of-town guest behind enemy lines, is Bull Wolf of PhiladelphiaEagles.com. He covers the Eagles and, of course, Patriots taking on the Eagles tonight. Bo, welcome to the program.
Thanks, guys, but don't feel the need to get serious on my account.
Well, I just want to make sure that Dave Spadaro is treating you well.
Spuds is doing well, yeah.
Yeah, Spuds is a big-time contributor for our program. He's helped us out many times in the past, so give him our best, I should say. And let us know what is going on in Philly right now. I hear the weather is pretty much the same as it is here, a lot of rain.
Yeah, well, we're expecting some rain. We had a little bit earlier, and there's the forecast is for thunderstorms tonight, but it hasn't come just yet. So we're holding that hope that it'll swing away from us. But obviously the big story tonight is just this is the first time that we get to see Chip Kelly's Eagles on the field, full contact, and there's a lot of excitement about what this Eagles team is going to look like with Chip Kelly, and then, of course, who's going to be the quarterback. So Michael Vick and Nick Foles both get a chance to work with the ones tonight and then state their case to be the starting quarterback.
Can I ask you, Bo, what do you expect the offense to be for Philadelphia? Will it be the zone read, the option stuff, or will it be a mix? If Michael Vick in particular is at the helm, I think this would be a good opportunity for the Patriots to sort of work on defending, this offense that seems to be really sweeping the NFL.
Well, that's true, but although I will say that whatever this offense is going to be, I don't think we'll see too much of it tonight. There's really no sense in Chip Kelly, pulling off the curtain to all his gadgets and whistles in the preseason, but Certainly the expectation is that there's going to be a lot of read option stuff, depending on if Michael Vick is the quarterback. Chip has said that if Nick Foles is his quarterback and he calls 20 read option plays, he should be fired immediately. So that tells you that he's willing to design the offense around whichever quarterback he has. But I think the real thing that's undersold here a little bit is that the basis of this offense, either way, is going to be on running the football.
Absolutely.
You've got LeSean McCoy, Bryce Brown, who was so impressive as a rookie last year, Chris Polk, who's a second-year player and is really impressed this training camp. He's coming on and pushing Bryce Brown for that backup job. But the staple at Oregon was they were going to run the ball down your throat. It looked a little bit different formation-wise, but there's a lot of power football in there, and I think that's what you're going to see. For so long, people harangued over Andy Reid's run pass differential here in Philadelphia, and I think that's about to get flipped.
Bo, how have both of those quarterbacks looked in training camp, and is it a true expectation, or is it, you know, from the outside looking in, is it still going to be Michael Vick's job at the end of the day?
From all intents and purposes, it's been a straight down-the-middle quarterback competition here. Every single day, they switch off reps with the first team, and that's the reason that Michael Vick is starting tonight, Chip Kelly said, is that it's simply his turn in the rotation to work with the starters. So every day, somebody is a little bit better than the other. So, you know, in the beginning of training camp, it looked like Nick Foles was making a move. And then when the pads went on, Michael Vick took a step forward. And then Michael Vick pushed him. And then Nick Foles, rather, pushed him back. So that's sort of the fun of following a true quarterback competition, which is something you guys haven't had to deal with for a long time. Watching Brady in practice the last couple of days really was a treat.
Yeah, well, I was going to ask you about that. What are some of your impressions on the 3 days that you got a chance to watch? I know our writers were just raving about the Patriots' offense and how the passing game looked great. Was it, from your perspective, did the Eagles' secondary struggle as much as it was portrayed here in Boston?
You know, the secondary struggled to the extent that Tom Brady was completing nearly everything he wanted to, although I think that has more to do with Brady than it does with the secondary. But certainly this is a secondary in flux. But I will say that Brady was masterful. It was like watching, an artist paint with his brush out there. But, you know, the two guys who really stood out to me for the Patriots were Zach Sudfeld and Kenbrell Tompkins. Sudfeld is a guy I actually saw at the Shrine game last year and was impressed with him there. I think he didn't get drafted because he's a little older and had all those injuries. But he stepped in and was catching touchdowns all over the place. And Kenbrell Tompkins looked like a beast himself.
And he's another guy that's a little bit older at 25. So if you're looking for reasons why maybe those two players weren't drafted, I think Bo just hit on it with Zach Sudfeld. Any of those kind of guys for Philadelphia that we should have our eyes on tonight? You know, sort of under the radar,
the guy who's
young
sort
guys?
Of the fan talked about guy is a wide receiver from Boston College, actually, Ifeanyi Moma, who sat out his rookie season last year after tearing his ACL his first game of his senior year at Boston College. But he's sort of struggled when the pads went on here, so he's got to make a move tonight. The other guys at the lower end of the roster who you want to watch are Chris Polk, who I mentioned earlier, the running back. He's going to get a lot of time. Obviously, you want to watch Matt Barkley, the third-string quarterback now. He's going to play the second and third quarter. And if he does really well, there's a chance that he inserts himself in the quarterback competition conversation. And then a couple other guys on the outside. Greg Stallas is a wide receiver, the all-time leading wide receiver at Hawaii. He's got a chance to make a team. And obviously, with Jeremy Maclin going down, there's a lot of questions about who's going to be the fourth and fifth wide receivers on this Eagles team.
Off the field, the Riley Cooper situation has been making headlines for over a week now. But with this team and with him back on the field, does this game tonight, I know it's only a preseason game, but does it give the Eagles a chance to maybe start to actually put that story in the rearview mirror?
I think so, and I think they've sort of started that process. I think it helped having the Patriots come to town. There was a bit of a nice distraction. And really, you know, to Riley Cooper's credit, that first day he was back, it was the best practice I've ever seen him have in 4 years with the team. So, he stood out then. But obviously it's more about engendering his teammates' trust in the locker room. And he said that he talked to every player on the team and said, I don't want you to forgive me. I don't want to put the burden on you to do that. I'd like to earn your trust back. So you talk to the guys in the locker room who are the leaders, the veteran leaders like Jason Avant and D'Amico Ryans, and those guys have said they have sort of put it past them. Jason Avant did say that it's not something you sweep under the rug. It's something that you deal with, but they're doing a good job of dealing with it, and it does seem like they've moved forward.
Bo Wolf of PhiladelphiaEagles.com. That's where you can read his coverage. Bo, we appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys.
Enjoy the game, Bo. Thanks for helping us. Interesting, you know, the Riley Cooper situation, because, you look at, you know, the various things that happened in the Patriots offseason. This is something, although you know, doesn't compare to the severity of the Aaron Hernandez situation, but has a potential to really just rip apart a locker room.
Because it's still there.
Absolutely.
You know, with Aaron Hernandez in that situation, you know, obviously a tragic event, but with Aaron Hernandez, he's now clearly removed from the football team, and the football team can move on from that because they can show up and do their job every day. Whereas with Riley Cooper, that guy's in the locker room. He's at the next stall for a lot of guys in that locker room, and that's something that's it doesn't go away. You can't just rid yourself of it if he's still there.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how that all unfolds, and I agree with the way Bo described it. He really has, I think, gone about it in as professional a way as possible. Whether it's going to work or not remains to be seen, but he, you know, but I thought that was really interesting the way he said, I'm not asking them to forgive me because that puts the burden on them. I thought that was a really
good way of putting it.
Yeah, a really different way and probably a very smart way to go about business. This is all on Riley Cooper and he knows that. You know, wish him well. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how it unfolds, but I think it does have the potential either way. If they end up keeping him, it could be a locker room divider. If they ended up having to get rid of him, it could be a locker room divider. There's really, I think there's a no-win situation for Chip Kelly.
Bad situation. He doesn't have
enough to worry about.
Right, being a new head coach in the NFL. Andy has rejoined us.
I'm back.
Hi, Andy.
Damnedest thing. When I was on 98.5, they didn't want me pumping the preseason TV broadcast.
Why?
Because, as Gary put it, we actually want people to listen to our guy, Bob Soucy.
Well, we can promote your broadcast here
that's all we want.
That's right. Okay. And so
did you say, can I pump the broadcast now?
Well, no, at the end, I actually brought it up. And then I said, and of course, you can, if you want, I think I'm eye candy. So if you want to turn down the audio and just watch me on TV while you listen to Bob Soucy. And that led to Goresh taking some shots at you. Just so you know.
It's unbelievable. Every
what'd you do?
Week. Every week. We alternate.
Well, he and Goresh have this little thing where they pretend they are just joking, but both of them kind of get a little pissed at each other, I think.
It's unreal. It's unreal.
You know, it's fat guy on fat guy.
But he doesn't do it when I'm on the air. It's like, hey, Pauly, hey, how are you? You know, and then the next week when I'm not there to defend myself.
That's why I know it's not really jokes. Because if it was really jokes, they would do it all the time. Like I do with you. It's jokes.
It's awful passive aggressive. See, I take shots at him every week when I'm on with him. You know, we're talking about the wham block and the A-gap. Slamming down. Good offensive line play. And you just ear-hold the guy.
When I was at URI.
So with all of that being said, we're here at the Patriots.com Dunkin' Donuts pregame
social. It doesn't take long to get off the track.
No, it's off the rails. I just, you know, I thought for a moment there we'd have some sort of runner.
This isn't real radio.
Yeah, no.
I know you're a real radio guy, but we are not.
I tried to tell him about this.
I've been warned. I've been warned. So I just, you know, I'm going with the flow. I mean, I'm the new guy. So who am I to say anything?
You're already better than the last guy we had. He was a bum.
I would agree. I would absolutely. I'd strongly agree.
That was pretty good.
Strong to quite strong opinion there. So as we were just saying, Riley Cooper, that's a situation, that's a distraction. But you mentioned, Paul, the Aaron Hernandez situation. And doesn't preseason game one, as it would still, you know, be something to focus on other than the Riley Cooper situation if you're the Eagles? And I know training camp's been going on here for the last couple of weeks. Doesn't preseason game one, you get into an actual game, you can start to turn less of your attention to the off-the-field matters and the Aaron Hernandez situation, even though there continues to be developments with that and that case. Having a game offers you a chance to think more about the games and the team and what the team is going to look like as opposed to what happened in the offseason.
Yeah, I think that largely that's true. I think it does offer an opportunity. Anytime you have a distraction, something off the field that happens, I think once you start playing, you're now back into your normalcy. And I think that's what happened when training camp started here. Belichick talked a couple of days before. The captain spoke the day before camp. And then all of a sudden, they're playing football. And you hear guys like Vince Wilfork say, you know, we're mindful of it, and we remember it, but, you know, this is what we do. It's a business, and this is what we do. And I think that's what happens when you start, and you take another step toward that when you start playing games. And, you know, slowly but surely, you end up playing football, and those things become less and less of a distraction.
Assuming things work on the field, they become less of a distraction.
See, but that's the whole point. Like, people just think.
I think every time they line up Zach Sudfeld and then he drops the ball three times in a row, people say.
Absolutely.
Can really use that Hernandez guy out here now.
See, and
it's all fine and dandy until.
But if that happens, it's not going to be because people like to just say, well, distractions don't bother the Patriots. Distractions don't bother the Patriots because the Patriots are really good.
Right.
It's not because they're any better or worse than putting something behind. Now, listen, the Jets are a circus, okay? So something could happen with the Jets, and they make it worse because they all just start talking, and, you know, before you know it, they got, you know, all kinds of chaos going on. Most teams handle distraction the way the Patriots have tried to. They downplay it. They don't talk about it. But not all teams have the ability to go out and play.
Right.
You know, if that happens, if Zach Sudfeld goes out and plays and he starts dropping passes, it's not going to be because Aaron Hernandez. It's going to be because he's not good enough.
No, but the next step is this offense isn't good enough because they don't have Aaron Hernandez.
And
that's
the
next step in the analysis.
And that absolutely has a possibility of happening. You've lost Hernandez. You've lost Welker. You probably won't have Gronkowski for a little while. Maybe all these new guys that we're all excited about now don't work out. But again, it's not going to be because Aaron Hernandez is thinking about, I mean, Aaron Dobson is thinking about Aaron Hernandez.
All that stuff's stupid, yeah.
But that's the way people boil it down. Yeah. All the distractions. No, either the guys that you brought in are good enough to be a reasonable facsimile of the guys they're replacing, or they're not. And so far, I'm very excited about the rookie wide receivers. We've talked a lot about them in the first segment, Mark.
You weren't here.
But
I was listening on the app.
And that's something that I absolutely would not have had the ability to do, so he's one of.
Oh, it's phenomenal. It's so easy.
There's a lot of stuff in that app.
Oh, yeah. Even you could do it, Paul. I know you're
Football Daily.
Well,
I had the other one, and then they changed it.
There's a lot of apps that when you open them, they freeze, or they stop working, or all those. Not true. Not true with the Patriots app.
No, and literally it takes like 3 seconds.
Didn't take him long to get right on board.
I'm all with him. We have a lot of stuff on the website that blows, that doesn't work properly.
this might be the best thing you have going.
Yes. Right. It takes like 3 seconds and you're listening to live radio on your phone. It's phenomenal. Speaking of phenomenal, I know you can't see in that chair, but we're going to make an attempt here to go to our poll center where Darren Hartwell apparently has a new poll to post on the Facebook page. We've never done this. Oh, and I can hear him.
Brilliant.
Wow. By the glory of radio.
There we go.
We're going to go way over to the poll center now.
And we actually are doing it. Last year we pretended the kid was actually in the same studio.
Do I get any credit for this?
He's in it. No. For doing your job.
I can't even see him.
He's in. The host can't even see him.
I can't even see you right now. So it is absolutely a separate polling
center.
And
just so you know, Mark, this intern, young Darren Hartwell, star football player in the NESCAC, dominant wide receiver at Williams.
Ex-star football player.
Yeah, you were a star. Now you're just, you know, living off your glory days and you're an intern with us. But great player for Williams, the Purple Cows. And now he has a poll.
I guess I do. Well, I just posted one a little while ago, but we can also always post another one.
Why don't you recap the original poll?
Okay.
Recap.
Right. So the first poll we had is which Patriots offensive player you were most excited to see play tonight?
The answer is Aaron Dobson.
The answer is Aaron Dobson.
Thank you.
40%.
Andy likes to
tell. Who are the other candidates?
Andy likes to tell everybody what the answer is.
Danny Amendola in second place with 27%. Tim Tebow.
Oh my God.
Third place with 13%.
Idiot Patriots fans, chime in.
Kenbrell Tompkins at 10%. Zach Sudfeld at 7%. And Shane Vereen at 3%.
Okay. I actually like the Vereen one too. That's not a bad answer.
Vereen is one to me for the regular season. I don't necessarily think of tonight.
But you know what I don't want to see from him? He slips on wet turf, pulls a hamstring, and then it
ends. I think there's a chance you don't see him at all tonight.
There's actually talk before we throw to the next poll while I was on with CBS. Apparently, Burt Breer is reporting all three quarterbacks expected to play, although weather could affect Tom Brady's playing time. I don't know what that means exactly.
I mean, he'll play more.
He's gonna play one down, just one.
Maybe it's wet. He won't play at all. Yeah, I don't know. But that was the report from the great Burt Breer. Back to the poll center.
We like to also take shots at other media guys.
Everyone sucks, but me.
Yeah, we've taken shots at you in the past.
Mark, we like to take shots at the media.
And when we do it, we finish and we go, Mark Bertrand.
Mark Bertrand, check.
Okay, Darren Hartwell.
We going to the poll center?
Yes.
Oh, we get some attitude over there, Junior?
No, I'm just excited over here.
All right.
Okay, poll number two on the Facebook page where people are listening and chiming in with their comments.
All right, poll number two. Which position battle are you most intrigued about heading into tonight's game?
The answer is tight end.
No. Close, though. That's second.
What are the options? I need the options here before I give an answer.
Options are wide receiver, tight end, quarterback, safety.
Oh, whoa, whoa. Quarterback?
Defensive line and other.
Okay, what one?
I'm going to go other. Receiver. I'm really interested in that punter battle.
Well, you're trying to run.
Some people.
What do you got?
Wide receiver at 63%.
I don't really see the position battle. The number one is Amendola.
It's not really
Dobson's the two, and the other guys are going to fill in at 3 and 4. There's not really a battle there.
See, this is what he does. He speaks in absolutes.
That's okay.
Well, you know, there's nothing wrong with
that. I could be wishy-washy if you want.
Yeah,
but
no, please, the two.
Like, I would much prefer you deal in absolutes. And
how about someone who thinks that maybe
ridiculous.
Dobson's not the two?
Well, then they should watch practice.
Maybe they think Kenbrell Tompkins is the two.
He's not.
Okay, as long as you say.
But based on everything we've seen, he's
not. And he
not.
Says he's not, so he's not.
I guess he could lose it at this point moving forward. But are you telling me from what we've seen since the start of camp to now that Aaron Dobson is not ahead of Kembrell Tompkins?
No, I wouldn't say that.
Okay, thank you. So he's the two.
I just wouldn't say it like that.
It's his job to lose.
You say
as long as he doesn't lose it.
It's a tonality
issue. I get that all the time.
Like everything with you.
What does Matt Smith say? I'm acerbic. I don't even really know what that means.
Clearly.
I think it's kind of like acid or something.
But if you're looking at this game tonight.
That's acidic.
I heard you guys talking about this earlier, which is.
Peace out, Darren.
That's what.
Thank
you, Darren.
Live from the Pole Center.
Thank you. Live from the Pole Center. Is the wide receiver spot.
I think that's something that
everyone's going to look at.
Go get your shine box. No, it's a position to watch. It's definitely a position to key on.
Right. But it's not a battle.
I don't see a huge battle going on. Whereas tight end, from what everybody said, I mean, there are a lot of people that think Fells is off the team. Ballard and Sudfeld are the two starters. I happen to think Ballard's off the team. Fells is the by far number one. And then it's Hooman and Sudfeld filling. I think there are more variable opinions on the tight end position.
I agree with you guys on tight end because I think legitimately any of these guys could be quote unquote the starter.
Or gone.
Yeah.
Would you be stunned if any of them got cut?
Stunned? No.
I literally think
by
any
of
them could
you
be
mean
cut.
Hooman,
could
Fells,
be cut.
Ballard.
Could be cut.
And
could be
Sudfeld,
cut.
Right?
Could be cut.
Those four.
Oh, yeah. Yes, Gronk
I
is
think
not
any of
cut.
Those four could be starting, and any of those four could be cut. I agree with Andy.
So then that is the
that's,
best position battle.
That's an
position
intriguing
battle.
Position battle.
Doesn't that indicate a poor state of affairs to the position? When any of the four guys could get cut?
That's kind of known as my Al Jefferson situation, where I believe everybody's getting all excited that Sudfeld can catch, and then he'll go out there and catch some passes, and you'll realize we're a crappy football team because Zach Sudfeld is our tight end and not Gronk and Hernandez.
Now, the Al Jefferson, so you need to know the glossary.
You know, he's
terms.
A 20-10 guy, but he really isn't. You sucked when he had 20-10.
There's a difference between a guy who averages 20-10 and a 20-10 guy.
How many teams has he had 20-10 for that weren't good teams? That's all great. He got 20-10. That looks great in the box score. And you suck as a basketball team.
And all this negativity doesn't, that's in this town sucks.
It doesn't take away from what he was. It doesn't take away from Al Jefferson, though.
This is turning into an Al Jefferson discussion.
Now we have
right?
to go rah-rah Boston guy.
Woohoo! Should we take a call, by the way?
Actually, you should take that one because it's from Chiba. Jason and Chiba.
Oh, is he? Do we have a Chiba International toll-free number yet?
I don't think so.
Oh, well, then he's on his dime. So let's go take
it. All right, let's get Jason on the line. Hi, Jason.
What's up, guys?
Chiba chiming in.
Wow, really excited. Thanks. I'm glad I gave you the build-up, Jason.
I'm calling to inform you that, first of all, you don't have a toll-free line in Japan, A, and B, I'm not actually calling from Japan.
Oh, I
where the hell are you?
Keene, New Hampshire.
Oh.
That's nowhere near as fun as Chiba, Japan.
Yeah, I apologize.
You lost a little luster. Let's go.
Are you okay,
boring.
Jason? Are you all right?
Well, you know. I'm feeling it. You know, disappointing Andy was sort of, number one in my my goals for 2013.
Boring.
Well, what do you got for the game tonight? Are you excited for at least the game, if not for speaking with us?
I'm more excited to be speaking with you than the game, to be honest.
Really? Why?
To me,
this is not the normal first preseason game. There is plenty to watch in this.
I am excited to see the game. No, I don't think you fully appreciate just how awesome it is to actually be on the phone with you.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm good with that. If it's like two great things and you can't even pick between how great it is to talk to me or how great it is to see Aaron Dobson catch a pass from Brady, I'm okay with that.
No, I'm just really, really excited for the beginning of the season. I'm excited. It's going to be PFW three times a week and the pregame social once a week. Glad to be getting back to a more reasonable schedule.
I'm actually with you, Jason, because last night I was at home for about 45 minutes, and I was watching the NFL Network do their little, whatever they call it, where they bounce around between games.
It was unbelievable.
And I was watching it, and I'm thinking, I'm watching bounce-arounds from preseason games that don't involve teams I'm covering this week or anything. What am I doing?
I actually heard Heath Evans talking about that today. Because he's part of that stuff, and he's like, I mean, they got us doing wraparound,
literally.
The whip around for preseason games. I mean, really?
It's like we now go to Atlanta where it's 2nd-and-2 on the, I mean, am I really watching this? Am I watching Tyrod Johnson or whoever the hell these guys are? And what am I doing? But you're right, because it's football and it has so become this dominant sport that we all love so much, I was actually watching it.
Yeah, I can't live without it, to be honest. It's like, it's a weird addiction. You guys remember that I was, waking up at 4 a.m. to watch Patriots games from Japan.
Well, now you
get now you're in New Hampshire.
Now you get to watch it at regular time, and you get the local broadcast with Paul and Andy.
Indeed. You guys going to, is this going to be on NFL Network, your broadcast?
I don't believe this one will be the Giants game, I believe, because NFL Network generally takes the home feed. But Patriots.com, you can watch us tonight, whatever.
Anything in particular you're looking for tonight, Jason?
What do you want us to say?
A lot to the table here. I got to be honest.
Yeah, but you love us. We got that.
You love us. What do you got?
What do you got for the game? What is the one thing you'll be watching in this game other than Paul and Andy?
The receivers. I mean, it's almost too trite to say out loud. Of course we want to see the receivers. Of course, we've overhauled the entire position in the offseason. There's nothing that's going to be more interesting. There's nothing that the eyes are drawn to more than...
Do you think the media has raised your expectations as a fan to a level that may not live up to the hype on the field tonight?
I'm interested to see, you know, whether or not we fall flat on our faces. It's not a given that we're going to be unbelievably successful, I don't think.
Tonight or in the season are you talking about? Small scale, big scale?
Either. Both.
Because I think the media may have set up some of these receivers for they can't actually live up to the hype. Aaron Dobson, and we've all been guilty of it. We've all talked about the, you know, and when he's covered, he goes over people and he gets the ball and he's so great and he's Randy Moss and he jumps. And I feel like we may have set him up a little bit for failure tonight. You know, I believe Mike Reese tweeted, haven't seen a guy fight for the ball like this since Randy Moss. I'm not saying he's Randy, you know.
I'm not saying he's Moss, but I'm saying he can catch like
do
Moss.
Do things like Moss. And that's a little bit of pressure to put on a second round pick that, you know, is in his first game action.
Yeah, I agree. The Dobson stuff.
And we've participated. I don't want to, like, it's just the other media. We've done it too.
Here's where I think you need to be a little bit cautious.
Yeah.
And
I think it's just because we want to see a good young receiver.
No,
we want to be excited.
The way I put it, Andy, we were talking about this on our show this week, but in the past, these three guys, the three rookies I'm talking about, Dobson, Boyce, and Tompkins, could have been on the team last year and not gotten anywhere near the same amount of opportunities they've gotten this year and been just as good a player. They could have been just as up to speed with the offense. They could be just as good with their route running and their catching and their catch radius.
But
let's just make fun of all the terms now. All the stuff.
50-50 balls.
All the stuff they've done this year, they could have been capable of doing last year, and we would have never known because Welker would have been catching passes and Lloyd would have been catching passes.
I think we would have picked
been catching
out
passes and Hernandez.
I think we would have picked
you
out.
You really need to pump the brakes on Dobson.
The Dobson reps. I think we would have said, I mean, he just really goes up and gets the ball. It would have been from Mallett against Justin Green, and we would have said,
and that's what we would have
keep
said.
Keep in mind, it's Justin Green.
Exactly.
But I think we would have seen the physical.
But when you have all of these new receivers, and Brady has no alternative other than I have to throw the ball to a guy I've never thrown it to, and it's throw Amendola into that. Because he has no choice. He has to throw it to somebody who's never caught passes from Brady consistently. And this is what you're seeing. And the guys are making plays. So,
are
we laying it
on?
He
had to throw it to Lloyd, too. And Lloyd sucked. And Lloyd did nothing with it. And we didn't like what we saw when he threw it toward Lloyd for an entire season from start to finish.
But in the summer, a lot of people did.
A lot of people not named Andy.
Yeah. He's always the guy who had it right after.
I didn't care for Lloyd from day one.
Well, we didn't care for Lloyd because we didn't like the way Lloyd carried himself.
Oh, I didn't hate him until
his
week
performance
two.
In training
I didn't
camp,
care for him from the beginning. There's
his,
a difference.
His performance in training camp was fine.
Fine. I would say
it was at least one real game before you hated him, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't like him in that very first game, I have to admit. They kept throwing the quick screens to him and he was doing nothing.
No, but that's
with
a
him.
Difference. I started to hate him later, I think. But I think Dobson.
There's an underlying fact there why Andy started to hate him. He may have, may or may not have walked away from him in the middle of an interview.
It happens.
TV interview.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't look good. That's never good.
But I think Dobson would have stood out almost in any role he'd be in, just physically. One-on-ones, we would have said, wow, that young guy goes up and gets the ball. Maybe he could be the fifth receiver, you
that
know, in a different
fella
situation.
Young can go up and get the ball.
Yeah. Now, you're not saying he's going to be the two receiver. You're not saying, you know what? I think he's going to unseat all these other guys and rise five spots up the depth chart. So I think we would have seen that. The other guy, to me, Boyce and Kenbrell Tompkins have been a little more overrated. I've seen less physically from them.
He hearts Dobson. It's unbelievable.
Really? And, no, I heart Boyce.
It sounds that way.
I actually want Boyce to be the best of them. I want a guy that has just scary speed. I want Bethel Johnson back, but better. I want a guy that runs by people and just runs under the ball. And
this guy
pretty
can run.
And it's cool.
Say that. Boys can fly.
I'd like him to catch more. His hands, to me, are a little suspect.
I agree.
It's the Dunkin' Donuts pregame social here on Patriots.com. Mark Bertrand. Here's the weird part. Who goes next when I say all three names?
Doesn't matter.
Andy Hart.
He did call me the Brady of the Broncos.
One guy has an ego, the other guy doesn't. So you can say
Andy
first.
It's Mark Bertrand, Andy Hart, and Paul Perillo here on Patriots.com coming to you live. From
Just
the
go alphabetically. Bertrand, Hart, Perillo.
That works.
BHP.
That's what it is. BHP. Here.
That sounds like some medical term or something. We're at BHP Boston.
What's your BHP? How did the BHP test
Big
come back?
Hard.
Moving on from that, coming to you live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studio inside of Gillette Stadium.
He's already better at that than I am.
We get ready for Patriots-Eagles' first preseason game of 2013. If you want to check in with us on the web, you can email us, webradio@patriots.com. Call us 508-298-0398 or the toll-free number, which is apparently not toll-free in Japan.
No, well, it's only toll-free in North America.
You've missed
North
some American aspect of toll-free. This. We're going to have like toll-free numbers for almost every region of the world, but they're going to be different. So there's going to be some page people are going to have to go to.
Well, here's the one you want. 855-PATS-500. 855-PATS-500. That's 855-728-7500.
That is as long as you're in North America.
As long as you're in North America, you can get to us via that phone number, 855.
And it does work because we had a call yesterday.
Yes. We've used that phone line.
Brian in Brighton.
And as always, PPGS is the hashtag. Send the photos. We like to get those on Facebook.
Did you get the tweet deck working?
I think it's working. The sun is out. The tarp is off the field at Lincoln Financial, according to Eric Scalavino. But a threat of rain and thunderstorms for the game tonight. And I think that's going to be an issue all night long.
Andy and I are very concerned about the possibility of lightning settling into the game.
What's going to happen in that case?
Which could create a delay
on the broadcast. In your broadcast chairs.
We don't want to do any filling.
Stretch it out.
I don't want any Al Michaels moments where I have to sort of step up. You know, step my game up and prove that I'm a little bit more versatile than just a sports guy. I don't want to have to do that.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. I'm sorry to interrupt. This is not related to the pregame in any way, but it was sent to us from Matt LePan, who actually used to be our poll center runner last year. He took a photo of a Tim Tebow T-shirt that's in the grocery store locally. What is going
on?
Does
it have Tebow's face on it?
Oh, yeah.
I think I've seen that particular T-shirt. That's the one that's making its way
Have a blessed day.
And it says...
supermarkets throughout New England.
It has his signature, and it has a football that says number 5 on it, and then around the football it says, he's a winner.
Yeah,
All he does is win, right?
He won more than he lost. He's 9-7.
It's true.
I mean, I have to give him credit. He won two more.
One game over 500. He loses one of those games. He's just 500.
I have to give him credit, Andy. It is what it is. He's 9-7.
I don't. Backed into the playoffs.
He's a winner.
He is a winner. Kinda. Mm. I don't know. Listen, we'll get more into Tebow and more into the quarterback.
Is he a winner at life?
Yes.
Oh, he's a winner.
Yes, I just don't know that he's a winner at football.
I'm sure he's a winner at life.
He's a winner in life. That guy will be successful whatever he does.
855.
As long as it's not quarterback. NFL quarterback. As long as it's not the one thing he's been dreaming of being successful at.
855-PATS-500. That's the phone number for you. Again, that hashtag PPGS. We'll take a quick timeout here on the Dunkin' Donuts pregame social. Mark Bertrand, Annie Hart, and Paul Perillo. More coming up next.
Or Beetle coming up next.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo can take down a quarterback, a running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Gerard Mayo's sacks at Gerard Mayo's speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds up to 300 down to 65 odd megabits per second available.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epocher. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected. The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at patriotsproshop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo can take down a quarterback, a running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Gerard Mayo's sacks at Gerard Mayo's speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds are 300 down to 65 megabits per second available.
You've waited all week for it.
No, I can't wait.
Here are Andy and Paul's keys to the game.
NFL Films music.
Dunkin' Donuts pregame social here on Patriots.com. Mark Bertrand, Andy Hart, Paul Perillo with you. Talking about some keys to tonight's game. Now, you say preseason game number one. You usually don't think about it in terms of wins and losses and executing game plans and those types of things. But there still are some keys to this game tonight, things that we'll be watching for and looking for in this game. And so I'm curious to see what your biggest, most important things are that you consider looking for in tonight's game.
Tom Brady walking off the field as healthily as he did onto it.
One thing that you can look for throughout the course of the season is to never get a serious answer from Andy on any question that you ask.
That's why I'm looking at you.
I would say I want to focus more defensively because we talked a lot about the receivers. Early in the game when the first unit is out there, I want to see Chandler Jones and those edge guys. I want to see pressure. I want to see some activity around the football. And in the secondary, I want to
see. Wasn't it Vic who undressed Jones last year?
Yes, it was.
Oh, I just remembered that.
It was.
Because now I'm thinking about that athletic. If Foles gets in there, now I feel pretty good about Chandler Jones. But I'm guessing they may not overlap. Jones and
yeah,
Foles
I don't think you're
going to
see the, I don't think you're going to see the front line Patriots players very much in
right.
this game.
So it's a it as much as I want to see the rush that you're talking about, there's a little different aspect with Vic there because of his athleticism.
But even if they do, you know, and I asked Bo Wolf about the read option stuff, even if we see it, and he seems to think that it wouldn't be prevalent. I kind of disagree. I think it's not a bell and whistle if you're planning on having it be your offense.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying? There's no need to like keep it under wraps if you're going to run it as your offense.
Right.
There's
in
a
fact,
different.
You want to run reps, game
yeah.
reps. You
I
want
mean,
game
it,
reps in your offense.
You know, to, so in that he was kind of claiming that they wouldn't show everybody, you know, all the zone read stuff. And I think if you're planning on to have that be your base offense, I think you're going to run it.
Right.
But I think that also gives an opportunity for that front seven. You know, you talked about Hightower in the first segment. You want to see all the versatility. Well, this is a good kind of offense for an athletic, versatile linebacker to go against, you know, however short it might be. That's the kind of thing I want to see those players, those year two guys that we keep talking about. Can they make the year two jump? Well, tonight's the first step. We'll see. It won't be a long step, but we'll see if they can make one.
Special. Chandler Jones, if he's going to be special, if he's going to take a J.J. Watt-esque, you know, 15 sack second season jump, my guess is you'll see some spark of it tonight. The only problem I was sort of referencing with Vic is
I know what you mean.
Maybe he has a great rush. Maybe he kicks the what's the big guy's Jason Peters.
Yeah, he's not playing. So
oh, whatever. The left tackle too. Blows by him and Vic runs the other. You know what I mean? Not everybody can elude him like Michael Vick will. Most quarterbacks, if he has a great rush, he'll get there. So that was my only kind of little
yeah,
bit
it's not a
there.
Conventional pass rush where
right.
you're just trying to get to a spot.
Right.
You got to contain.
It's a little bit more contained, controlled rush there. I'm also very much interested. We talked about Jones probably won't play a lot and with the other starters, but to me, that second tier defensive line is
huge,
fascinating.
Huge competition.
You
Marcus
know, Justin
Bernard.
Francis.
Look at Marcus Bernard.
Marcus
do.
Bernard. Marcus Forston. Corey Grissom has come on. All of those. Jake Beckett. You know, that there's an endless list of guys there to me that have not really done a whole hell of a lot. But a good chunk of them are going to be on this football team, and which ones are, and do they take that first step forward tonight?
So that's what I'm focusing more on, Beadle, is the front seven. But I also will say probably not going to see Alfonso Dennard tonight. He's missed a lot of practice lately. Rossi Dowling missed a lot of practice. I'm not even sure he's in Philly. So
probably
you're
not.
So you're going to probably have Tlaib and Arrington to start. Is Logan Ryan in that mix? Rookie third-round pick. Let's see. He's probably going to play a lot tonight. Like to see what he's got. Marquise Cole has a chance to sort of solidify a role. At this time last year, I don't think probably anybody envisioned him being part of the team, but there he was. He was a solid special teamer. Those cornerback spots after the guys that we know, there's a lot of competition there in that secondary. And you know, we talked about safety a little bit too. Probably won't see McCourty. He's been in a red jersey throughout training camp. Can't imagine they want to put him out there and play him tonight. Who lines up at safety? Is it Gregory and Adrian Wilson at the start? And then where does Tavon Wilson and Daron Harmon? Those two guys seem to have flip-flopped
yep.
in recent days. Harmon seems to be passing Tavon Wilson. So there's some interesting battles in the depth area on defense that I'm going to watch tonight too.
And then on the offensive side of the ball, we've talked about the receivers and some of the things we're going to be watching there. The Ryan Mallett thing tonight, I'm really interested in it, and he's played a ton.
If he plays well tonight, they could get two ones for him in a trade.
Absolutely, without a doubt.
Yeah, Mike Lombardi.
Maybe even a third. That part of it is interesting to me because it's not just about whether or not they can trade him, right? It's not just about whether or not the Patriots could get something for him in return or if he could become the back of the you know, in the back of your mind, you're confident in Ryan Mallett's ability if Tom Brady were to ever be hurt. I don't even think it's just about that. Doesn't this guy now, you know, year three, have to prove that? I mean, he always thought he was just going to be a starter in the NFL. A lot of people thought he could be a starter in the NFL. Doesn't he have to prove that he's getting better? Doesn't he have to prove some of that on the field in these games?
I think he does, and I think this is a big preseason for him. I think he had 130 some odd pass attempts last summer. He's probably going to get around that number again, and he's going to get an opportunity to put some good tape together. Listen, if Tom Brady does what he keeps telling us he's going to do and he's going to play into his 40s, then I would say minimum the next 3 or 4 years, he's still going to be here. So Ryan Mallett needs to show another team that he's better than what they have. I'm a little bit of a contrarian when it comes to the quarterback play in the NFL. A lot of people think,
when it comes to life.
No, that's not true. Shut up. A lot of people think that those the quarterback play is, you know, not a lot of teams have quarterbacks. I actually think that more teams are settled at quarterback right now than we've seen in a long time. And I don't think there are a lot of teams that would say, I'd rather have Ryan Mallett as my quarterback than what they have. Now, listen, Mark Sanchez, sure. You know, there's obviously exceptions. There's teams that are searching for answers. There's, you know, the bottom five or six teams in the league are looking for someone to come in and be their quarterback. But I think there's a lot of good young quarterbacks in this league that teams that have them in place would not rather have Ryan Mallett. So if he's going to do it, Mark, it needs to be now. He needs to show somebody now, Ryan Mallett, better than Brandon Whedon, for example.
Right.
He needs to prove that right now. So when you get into, even if they want to maybe make a trade later in this summer, I don't think that'll happen because I think that would really be a dangerous thing to leave Tebow as your only backup. But I think that looking ahead.
He's a winner, the t-shirt said.
Looking ahead to 2014.
Number five.
If he wants to establish himself as somebody's future quarterback, he needs to do it this summer.
That's what I feel. I feel like no matter what the situation is, if it's in New England, if it's with another team, this is a guy who needs to start proving that he can be a starter in the NFL or be better than what he's shown.
And
so
tonight,
far.
I mean, literally, we were talking about this earlier. He's going to get two plus quarters tonight. He's like the one guy you know pretty much what his role is going to be tonight. And depending on how Tebow unfolds the rest of the preseason and the Brady reps, this may be Mallett's the biggest game of his life. I mean, I don't want to over dramatize it, but, you know, this could be the game where he did have those 250 yards and he was very impressive against the Eagles. Maybe he is worth a chance or whatever. I mean, this is a huge game for him.
You know, and you brought up something in the first segment about the weather, too. You know, this
wet
is
balls.
It's a chance for him to prove, you know.
You never want to have wet balls.
You know, it doesn't have to be ideal conditions. I don't need to
These
be
These are
indoors.
Not just any wet balls. These are big wet balls.
The balls feel good. That ball there has silicone on it.
And when wet balls are on your back shoulder, you got a problem.
You'd know.
We've already reeled him in. Adam would have been uncomfortable there.
Adam would have started. Adam would have started playing with the outside of his nose.
Packer would have been. Okay.
Did you ever notice that little tick?
No, he does. He has that tick. Yeah. I've noticed.
It was like 8 weeks. I was trying to tell Andy about it, and he's just like, I don't really know. He does. Then all of a sudden, it came in,
and he looks the other way too. Yeah. He goes like
Well, Bilo's got one too. Bilo, Fred,
evidently,
The thumb
looks
thing.
At his thumb.
Yeah, he's got pretty thumbs.
He looks at his thumb,
and I want to.
He'll go like this. He'll go like.
I want to clarify.
It's a little weird.
Pac-Man does not pick his nose.
No, it's a scratch.
It's sort of a scratch on the outside of his nose. But he's not knuckle deep or anything. I don't want to make it sound like, you know.
But he scratches it.
But yeah, he's on the outside. He's like got a little nervous tick.
Pac-Man
Jones
in trouble at a strip club. My Pac-Man in trouble at a strip club. I have an interesting question from our.
I'll be the judge if it's interesting.
PPGS. Well, you can rip the listener on Twitter, but the hashtag PPGS. Jassy chimes in. Hey guys, how long do you think Tom, which I don't think is a great part of the question, but Dobson, Tompkins, and Sudfeld will play? And I do think that's interesting because theoretically, Dobson.
Dobkins.
I mean, I'm just going to blend them together. He's a number one. You know, he's with the starters.
Theoretically, he's Calvin Johnson.
No, you know, no. Does he play?
Theoretically, he's the new Megatron.
Yes, he's our version. Does he play the whole first quarter, second quarter, first half, into the third?
I think all the receivers play, good two and a half, three quarters. Absolutely. I think they're going to be out there a lot of time with Mallett as well.
Okay.
Now, Tom, obviously not. But
all of those receivers
that he mentioned,
Kins.
They need to play with Ryan Mallett, too. I think you're going to see guys like Quentin Sims. Jonathan Haggerty. Very good, Andy. You're going to see those guys get mixed in.
Joe Haggerty gets winded quickly.
Later.
After rotating it out.
Joe Haggerty, check. I think you'll see those guys get mixed in. But Dobson, Tompkins, Boyce, I think those guys
are going to play
three. He probably will get a
Brady treatment.
Yeah.
Very close to the
Brady
reps.
He might play a series or two with Mallett, whereas I think the other guys will stay with Mallett virtually throughout.
You want to?
Do you disagree?
No, I don't.
I think those
guys.
You see what I mean? You can never ask him a question and get a serious answer.
I think you're dead on, Paul. How about special teams?
How about special
teams? Leon Washington.
How about acid rain? What?
Returning kicks.
Yeah, I think he'll get some reps.
I'd like to see that because I think he has a chance to pop one and be an excitable figure coming out of the first preseason game.
An excitable figure, says Andy Hart.
No, I do.
Can I tweet that, Andy Hart?
Hashtag excitable figure.
Hashtag excitable figure.
And I'm the one you never get a serious answer out of.
I learned it from watching you, all right?
If you want to send a tweet to the Dunkin' Donuts pregame social, you do so with the hashtag PPGS. If you want to reach us on the telephone line, the Ace Ticket Hotline, it's either 508-298 800-919-0398 or the North American toll-free number at 855-PATS-500. 855-PATS-500.
It's like we're a nationally syndicated politics show. The North American.
The North American toll-free number is 855-PATS-500 or email at webradio@patriots.com. The email again, webradio@patriots.com. Here's a question from Devin. Who has more catches tonight, Dobson, Boyce, or Amendola?
Dobson. Because Paul told me Amendola's not going to play a ton, and Boyce is going to play a ton.
If he gets the Brady treatment, I think Dobson would be a good idea. Dobson.
I think you might see Amendola play a series with Mallett after Brady leaves, but not much more than that.
Although, if he has to twist around for one of those balls on his back shoulder, all of a sudden he gets cold clock, blindside. You know him. He's fragile.
Brian emails in, webradio@patriots.com. I just wanted to welcome Beetle to the Patriots pregame show scene. Hope you enjoy it, and you are as good as Adam.
You're better than Adam.
I don't want to be as good as Adam. I want to be better than Adam.
Just so you
know, we're trying to make an upgrade this
season.
We're
sort of a launching pad. The last guy that was on this show got his own show.
That's so true.
Sort of a launching pad.
That's true. Like the minor leagues.
How come that doesn't work for us? We've been trying to get our own show for a long time.
Damnedest thing.
Also in this email from Brian.
No one will hire us.
He writes, Paul.
We got plenty of jobs. We just don't make a lot of money for them. I mean, tonight we are swamped. We're doing this 2-hour radio show. Then we go to a 3-hour TV broadcast. And then we're going to put a paper out before 3 a.m.
Extra money in the coffers? I think not.
Brian in Essex, Vermont also writes, Paul, Gresh does that because he is what's called a coward.
See
what you've started? You've got the listeners now trashing on other
radio. But the thing is, if he's taking shots at me, he knows Andy so well that he knows that there's no way Andy's going to come back and not tell me what he said. Because there's no way I would ever know that Gresh said these things if Andy didn't come back in like a 6-year-old schoolgirl and tell me everything.
I got a couple tweets coming in. You just gave out the hashtag. People just jumped on it.
PPGS.
First one will interest you. This is from John TMC McQueen, and he says, the new guy is far and away better than Adam was. I couldn't listen to that clown talk. It ruined the show.
Wow. That's
his coworker at 98.5, just so you know.
Yeah, there's not a lot of love lost there, though.
Paul, Jamie Collins. That's Jassy chimed in again. Give the playtime expectation on Jamie Collins.
I think we're going to see a lot of him tonight. I think you could see him in some sub packages at the very beginning, and I think as the night moves on, you're going to see him with the regular base.
Have you been intrigued by the fact that, I don't know, maybe I've missed it, I haven't seen a lot of pass rush out of him.
No, I've seen a lot of coverage out of him.
Now, is that you do what you need the most work on first, and you were a defensive end last year, so we'll fall back on your pat? Like, what is the mentality?
Well, supposedly he has that background as as a coverage linebacker type, and that's
right. But last year he was a defensive end.
No, I know, but I think that
I hope he can cover. He was a safety.
See, I think that the things change in the NFL in terms of the coverage stuff, and I think that's much harder to, even if you've done it. If let's just say the best thing that he does is cover. I still think you need to do that first in the NFL because it's harder. It changes. I thought it was interesting. Ninkovich made the comment about he's so fast and he can get a step behind and make it up. You know, Ninkovich was talking about how, you know, if he got beat like that in coverage, he was doomed because he would never be able to close. And this guy, you know, is young and fast. I'm excited about him. I know you make fun of me for it, but I think his versatility and athleticism is something worth looking at, and they don't have a lot of guys like that. I think the one element that I notice on this team so far this summer is the overall team speed seems to have improved, and he would be one of the guys I would put in that list.
Now, he is not a winner.
No, he played on a winless. He did not have Tim Tebow as his quarterback in college. He was on a winless college team, 0-12.
Here's another tweet for you from Daniel, at Polska Patriot. You'll like this one. Who do you think will be the starters at linebacker tonight? Hashtag PPGS. PPGS, that
it's
is.
It's hard, isn't it? You get a little oosh there.
Yeah, a little oosh.
It's like you're speaking Portuguese.
And then hashtag excitable figure.
Hey.
starting linebackers tonight.
Mayo Spikes Hightower.
You got your SEC backer hood.
SECLB.
Yeah,
a lot of acronyms.
I agree.
And of those, I really only care about Hightower. Mayo had a great year last year. I know what he is. Spikes, I know what he is. Even though, you know, maybe, he worked out on my own. I want to be a 3-down linebacker. I'm not really buying it. But Hightower, I want to see your versatility, kind of what Paul talked about. I thought his versatility was very much underwhelming, and his rookie year just didn't live up to. Maybe I had false hopes for him or overhyped.
Yeah, right after I wrote that commentary in the preseason about how I thought he was going to be one of those special players. Yeah.
What'd he do?
Sort of,
what'd
he just do? Sort of played.
855-728-7500. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline here on the Dunkin' Donuts pregame social. And reaching us right now on that line is Billy, all the way from Illinois.
Nice.
Hi, Billy.
Illini.
Hey, how you guys doing? Yeah, over here in Bears country.
I hear you, bro.
By bears and ponies and cheeseheads. But my question is, what do you guys think of Logan Ryan overall as a draft pick? I mean, I think he's a beast.
He's been thoroughly underwhelming in training camp so far. He's given up a lot of plays, and he just hasn't made a lot of plays on the football. I had some hope for him coming in. It's kind of what Paul talked about with the receiver earlier. To me, Logan Ryan has had the opportunity to make some plays in camp, gotten some reps. They've had the injuries. They've had guys out of, and I haven't really seen anything. Nothing has led me to believe that I want that guy on the field in game action when the regular season comes around. So, you know, it's early. As I said earlier about Sudfeld, you know, for the good we've seen in 10 practices, 12 practices, I would say the same for Ryan in 10 or 12 practices. But I had hopes that he was going to come in out of that Rutgers program, be NFL ready, as Bill says all those players are, and compete for playing time. And right now, I just haven't seen it.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks, guys.
No problem. All right, Billy. Good to talk to you, Illini guy.
Later, man.
Thanks, Billy. Did he say that
he smoke a little weed before he called? Yes!
He won't be calling back.
What a good hack.
Did you see Dr. Sanjay Gupta said that's okay now?
I have no idea what
I did. I saw that.
He's 30 years. Yeah, he's now pro-weed.
Pro-marijuana. Sanjay Gupta.
Okay.
The guy from CNN.
Okay.
You don't know him? That doesn't play in your doctor's office when you're in there?
No.
That's what I usually watch.
Don't you ever watch TV, Paul?
No, I never watch TV.
Don't you ever watch TV?
CNN, what's that? He's never heard of it.
No, that sounds like educational stuff. No.
I might learn something. I might know what's going on in the world.
Yeah, no, I'd know that. You know, that, and I'd be ahead of the game.
Sorry
Did
about
he
that.
Say Logan I mean, Ryan, you're he gonna thinks be... he's a beast?
Yes.
Wow.
I don't think he cared for my breakdown of what he's been in camp.
That's just interesting that you would refer. I don't look at him. Let's say that Logan Ryan pans out. He's sort of a smallish slot-type cornerback. Like, can you be a beast? Nah, I suppose you can if you're just dominant like that, you know.
Darrell Revis a beast.
People are talking about Honey Badger as, you know,
right.
The best player
pound
on the field.
Pound.
So I sure. guess you could be. I would agree with Andy's assessment. I'm probably not as down on him as Andy is, but he's been pretty uneven. He's had some moments, but not sustained. And I agree with Andy's comment. He's had a lot of chances. Because they've been, Dennard and Dowling have been out periodically, and he's had opportunities to be out there with the regulars, and I don't think he's taken really good advantage of that.
Another email here at webradio@patriots.com. That's where you send your emails. John in L.A. writes in, are you guys as infatuated with Jamie Collins' ability to force fumbles as the rest of the fawning media is? I tend to wait to hear from Andy and Paul when it comes to praise for a player's skills, and haven't heard much from the PFW gang on this.
Well, Paul's madly in love with him.
I would say that I am intrigued by Jamie Collins, the player. I am not as enamored with this whole turnover thing as has been being written. I think a lot of people are making way too much out of stripping a ball in a drill, you know, when you're running down, you know, you're running in a special teams drill and they're just hanging on the ball. And they're trying to rip it out, and the ball's come out a couple of times, and Jamie Collins has been around it. Now, he's a guy last year on that 0-12 team, Andy, that you ripped. He caused a lot of turnovers. He was
a game changer.
He filled up.
Well, not really, because they went 0-12, but.
He filled up the stat sheet in those columns, you know, the Lawyer Malloy 0-0-0
yeah.
columns. He had a lot of numbers in forced fumbles and.
The only zero he had was in the win column.
And whatnot. But I want to caution against that, what we've seen so far. They're not even tackling. So, you know, like I think that he had an interception. Well, it's not like he stepped in front of a receiver and had a pick. He might have caught a deflection or something like that. Right place, right time. Tavon Wilson last year had two or three of those in the first month of the season.
Mm-hmm.
I want to pump the brakes on the forcing turnovers thing, but listen, you can make fun of me all you want. I think that guy is a different athlete than they have typically had in the front seven. Chandler Jones, I think, same thing.
And do you expect him to be a regular member of the defense?
Yes.
A playmaker?
If you want to say
something.
15, 16 guys,
Oh, yeah. I'm not talking about starter. I'm talking about every week we see him do stuff.
Yes. I think he will be part of the defensive game plan every week. He'll be part of the rotation. I think he has a chance to be more than just sub packages, but I think base minimum, sub packages. You don't think he'll be part of those.
I'm a little dubious of Jamie Collins at this point.
I'm not sold.
No,
as long as he has the good analysis to go with it.
No, he hasn't done anything to make me say, ooh, this guy can't play. But he also hasn't really done anything that made me say, this guy can play. You know, he's long and he's athletic. I kind of feel like I'm still living off his draft bio. He's long and athletic. Well, now take that and transfer that onto the field and show me how you put it to use to make the Patriots defense better and to earn playing time.
Email us webradio@patriots.com. Michael Verms writes in.
Verms?
He uses full name. Verms. Full name.
Be honest with you. If my last name was Verms, I wouldn't use it all that often.
Well, he's using it. He's using it.
How do you spell
that? He's adamant.
V-E-R-M-S?
V-E-R-M-E-S. That's what it is. Verms. Okay. And Michael writes in, congratulations to me on this new position.
I mean, it's getting a little nauseating on Twitter now, by the way. Like, the now it's, you rock, man, from this Alexander Beers. Hashtag Jones can suck it.
Oh,
I mean, they're just getting vulgar.
Poor Jones.
Now.
Poor Adam Jones. And he has the night off. He's not working.
He did a great job last year, too.
And he also got a full-time gig out of it.
Love Adam. Here's a question, though, from Michael. Michael wants to know, how much of the talk about Kenbrell Tompkins is true? I assume he will have to perform better than Dobson throughout the preseason in order to get significant reps during the regular season.
Oh, no, I think he's going to get significant reps during the regular season, assuming he's not hurt. I think he's well on that course. Clearly, the reps they are giving him for an undrafted rookie, they like him. He is very much not only in the roster mix, but in the get reps on. I mean, you look how this team is going to be constructed, and there's going to be so many questions at receiver, and one of your receivers doesn't play, Matthew Slater. A guy who's going to be on the depth chart, who's sort of listed as a receiver, isn't going to play receiver. So the other five have to play, or whatever the number is. He's going to get a role.
All right, very good. You know what time it is? It's time to go to...
The Poll Center?
The Poll Center!
Wake up, Hartwell! Hey.
Darren Hartwell on the Poll Center. Darren, what do you got?
All right, we got a couple polls since the last time we checked in.
Okay, what do you got? What do you got? Serve it up.
The first one. Which tight end has the most potential to step up in Rob Gronkowski's absence?
The answer is Daniel Fells. And then you're going to say the answer is Sudfeld because he's the flavor of the month.
That is correct.
Thank you. Smart football observers know it's Fells. Johnny come latelys think it's Sudfeld.
Sudfeld at 51%.
Ridiculous.
Wow, that's way too high.
Ridiculous.
Fells at 29%. The Who Man at 20%.
How do you say his name?
Michael Humanawanui.
Not bad.
Not terrible.
Oh, Manawanui.
Today, Junior.
And zero for Ballard.
Wow. The tide has turned a little on Ballard.
Is he going to be cut?
I think he could. The man's a cripple. I mean, I'm sorry. He admitted he's never going to be the same.
Tell us how you really feel about
him. He kind of... doesn't look healthy to me.
The man's a cripple.
He doesn't look healthy to me.
Write that down.
Now, could they put him
on... Strippers, don't put that on Twitter either.
The man's
procedurally, can they put him on IR designated to return?
I don't believe so. Well, I guess you could say it's a new injury. I thought that was specifically a new injury, but I don't know how that exactly works.
But, I mean, isn't there... all you have to do is say, yeah, in the third preseason game, he hurt his knee.
Yeah, they probably could. That might be an option for him, so Bill can kind of keep him again because he's a starting tight end in the NFL because that's what they acquired when they got him.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a possibility that could happen because it offers you, it builds
it
you in.
It depends how much Bill likes him and thinks he's going to return to what he thought he was.
And it also builds you in some depth.
Well, not
you know,
really.
While you're waiting for...
If Jake Ballard's right and he's never going to be the same, then it doesn't build you any depth. Because he can limp onto the field in November or he can limp onto the field in September. If he's never the same, if that microfracture surgery has changed the inner workings of his knee, then you have no depth.
Okay,
you're
so
adding a cripple guy in November instead of September.
When he talks really fast, Beetle, that also is an indication. But
why don't you let him learn for himself?
What I'm saying to you is this. I agree with you that he has been unimpressive. I agree with you that he is not 100%. He's not moving well. But you're telling me that that's not better to have than Brandon Ford or nobody at this point? You know, when
somebody.
When I say it builds you in some depth, you have Fells in the Who Man out there. You keep Sudfeld because he's shown promise.
Sure.
You're waiting for Gronkowski to come back. Maybe you lose somebody, and now you have an opportunity to have Ballard here. No, he's not going to be maybe the guy that he once was, but he offers you at least an NFL option that you might not have. That's what I say. That's all I mean by he builds you in some depth. Now, listen.
Now, do you think he is stuck where he is physically?
I have, I have my doubts whether or not he's going to get much better physically
Me
than
too.
He is. And I got to tell you, and we said this from the moment they signed him, what he was athletically was limited. I mean, with the Giants, I think everybody looks at what he did against the Patriots in the two games, and they thought that it was, you know, a different player. He had a nice rookie year. And nothing more. You know, he was a practice squad guy who worked his way up the ranks. What did he get, like 45 passes that year in 2011? He's not a bad player. I don't want to make this out to be like Jake Ballard stinks. He's never done it.
No.
No. I think Jake Ballard was okay. But I think he was sort of portrayed as more than he was.
And also, it's those things we talk about. I don't know. You always reference some mid-90s receiver who tore a hamstring and was never the same.
Oh, Vincent Brisby.
If you don't have much to lose and you lose it, well, now you're done. Like, you know,
Vincent
there are certain
Brisby
guys
was limited athletically to start with. He tore a hamstring. He was never the same.
And
you're absolutely right.
I think Ballard is kind of that. He was probably hanging on by a thread as to what he could be in the NFL as it was. And now if he's – and I don't think it's just speed. To me, it's – athleticism. It looks like it's always bothering him, and that's why I kind of joked that he looks like a cripple.
He doesn't move fluidly at all.
It's not working the way it should or the way he expects it to, I feel like.
It's Mark Bertrand alongside Andy Hart and Paul Perillo here on the Dunkin' Donut pregame social, Patriots.com, coming to you live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studio inside Gillette Stadium. Just a few short minutes from now, we'll check in with the press box, talk to Eric Scalabino, and get the latest
You're
from
gonna
Eric.
You're going to enjoy that.
Why am I going to enjoy that?
We're still doing that stuff.
Y'all know.
Should I?
Do you need to get a nap in before the show ends? Because that's a good time.
Well, we'll talk to Eric coming up in just a couple minutes, so I will get my first experience talking to Eric from the press box.
Get your questions ready, because I take that segment off.
Yo, you leave
Paul
too?
Actually boycotts
that
segment.
I don't leave. I just boycott the
and
segment.
And I might have to today, because I got to get dressed for TV soon.
All right, hashtag PPGS, as you know. Check out the Facebook polls as well. Hashtag PPGS. You want to email us, you can do that. webradio@patriots.com, and the phone lines are open for you as well. The North American toll-free number is 855-PATS-500, 855-PATS-500, or 508-298-0398. We'll take a quick timeout, and then we'll be talking to Eric a few short minutes from now. Don't go anywhere.
More hard-hitting analysis coming up from the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Jerod Mayo can take down a quarterback, a running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Jerod Mayo's sacks at Jerod Mayo's speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds up to 300 down and 65 up megabits per second available.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epocher. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket, the official ticket partner of the Boston Red Sox, which means you always get the best seats at the best prices, all with Ace Ticket's 200% guarantee. Ace Ticket has your seats to all the games, including Yankees tickets starting at $59. Ace Ticket has your seats to all of the summer's hottest concerts. It's so easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Visit aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Welcome back to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Now, here's your host, Mark Bertrand.
Dunkin' Donuts pregame social here, Patriots.com.
Did you forget the name of the show mid-sentence?
No, do you know what I almost said? Do you know what I almost said there?
Felger and Mass?
Do you know what I almost said? Where do you think I was going with that?
I'm not going to say anything.
98.5 The Sports Hub? There is a program on 98.5 The Sports Hub that is sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts, but it's Dunkin' Donuts Bruins pregame. And I almost dropped a Bruins pregame. Different sport, different team.
Do you host that show?
No, but I have to make many mentions of it.
Oh.
And so I'm in the habit of saying it.
I don't think Dunkin' Donuts would have minded, really.
No, Dunkin' Donuts.
As long as you get their name
mind.
Out there, they don't really care.
Dunkin' Donuts Bruins pregame, Dunkin' Donuts pregame social here on Patriots.com. It's all good.
It's his employer that might
Dunkin' Donuts, Dunkin' Donuts, Dunkin' Donuts, Dunkin'
Donuts. Why would they mind?
Because if you said the wrong team.
I just gave them a plug.
Who?
Right. My other employer.
No,
my,
I'm talking
my,
about
my real employer.
I'm talking about this employer.
Hey, that hurts.
I mean, I love being here with you
it's
guys.
It's amazing how quickly they cut ties. I don't work for the team.
Sunshine.com is fun to be at, though, here at the Dunkin' Donuts pregame social. We'll go inside the press box in just a few short minutes and talk to Eric Scalavino. And apparently there's something I'm going to learn in that interview about Eric about the show.
What the inside of your eyelids look like.
You might learn how to properly pronounce your name, but you won't learn much. You won't learn much about the Patriots.
Eric takes a beating on this show, you'll learn.
Yeah, it sounds that way.
And pretty much every show he appears on.
Eric was also friends with your cousin when she worked here.
What's that?
Eric was friends with your cousin when she worked here, Tara.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Friendly how?
Uncomfortably so.
Friendly in the pursuant kind of way.
I was going to say, friendly in the creepy stalker kind of way?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's not on the line, is he? He'll get really mad at me.
What's that old word they use? Courtship?
Courting? All right.
Oh, he's on the line.
All right.
He's on the line.
Not anymore, he's not.
Eric, I was taking shots at you.
As we go inside the press box prior to tonight's kickoff down in Philadelphia between the Patriots and the Eagles in the first preseason game of the year, joining us from Philadelphia is Eric Scalavino. Eric, did you hear any of that?
Thankfully not, but
don't worry about it then.
I have a feeling I know exactly what it was about.
No. We wanted to know about Leon Washington.
I can't imagine you'd know what it was about. I don't even know how we got there.
No, first and foremost, let's talk about the field conditions and the weather. Sounds like it could be an issue tonight, both in terms of wet balls and potential for lightning and delays.
Well, let's hope not, because we want to get back home to Foxborough as quickly as possible. But
I hear you, bro.
At the moment, there is sunshine. There are actually shadows here in the stadium.
Did you see yours?
The sun is out, and they had a tarp over the field for most of the day, and it's a good thing because there was a downpour right before, probably I'd say about 3 hours before kickoff. There was a brief downpour, and thankfully the tarp was on the field. So the field is in great condition right now. The sun is out. There are still clouds lingering, so wouldn't be surprised if there are some pop-up showers or storms later. But at the moment, it's a great night for football.
Can you tell us what the dew point is?
I cannot. I'd be lying.
Can you tell us, and I believe it's early in warm-up, so you're not going to be able to give us this, but do you have any vibe or expectation on playing time? And I don't just mean with Tom Brady, but I mean a guy like Aaron Dobson, who may be out there to start, but how long does he stay in and how much time does he see with maybe Mallett afterwards?
Well, that's a great question. And you know what? I think that may be a reason why we see more of Tom Brady tonight, because I think we want to see him and his young receivers who have been clicking in a phenomenal way since camp started, and especially this week against the Eagles. They've really gotten on the same page rather quickly. So I wonder if we'll see a little bit more of Brady trying to work with this new group in actual game-like conditions, because, you know, what we've seen in practice has been nice, but, you know, this is for real now, sort of. And I wonder,
for real, sort of.
Yeah, sort of. I mean, it's not going to count in the standings, but it is like a real game. So I think we'll see a little bit more of Brady maybe than we normally would have at this point.
How about on the defensive side of the football? Do you think we will see wholesale changes in terms of whatever the ones are playing, and then all of a sudden, boom, boatload, and we'll see Jake Beckett, Corey Grissom, and blah, blah, blah? Or do you think defensively?
Based on what we've seen in practice, I think there's going to be a lot of mixing and matching. You're not going to probably see a lot of the definitive ones or the definitive twos or the definitive threes. There have been so many times on offense and defense this week, especially, where they've mixed and matched grouping, partly because they've had to, with players being injured and whatnot, shuffling around. And also partly because I think they're still trying to experiment with just with personnel out there. So you might see a little bit of a different look now and then. I mean, to start the game, I'm sure you'll see the, you know, the typical, you know, what we expect. But of note, I think we should say Devin McCourty, no surprise, obviously he's been wearing a red jersey. He's not in uniform. Alfonso Dennard, who was hurt on Wednesday in early in practice in one-on-ones, was a spectator in the walkthrough yesterday. He's not in uniform either, so the secondary is going to have a little bit of a different look tonight for sure as a result of that. But overall, yeah, I think you're going to see a lot of different personnel groups on both sides of the ball throughout the night.
Speaking of what we may and may not see, another vibe question that you're getting out of Philadelphia. Read option, obviously, is one of those catchphrases for the offseason. Chip Kelly, that offense, Michael Vick. How much do we expect to see anything like that?
I think we could, because we saw quite a bit of it during the practices. Philly was running it during the 11-on-11 team period every day, even during the walkthrough. We didn't see the Patriots running it as much. You know, remember when Tebow last week or the week before was starting to do it a little bit more at Patriots camp.
Right, when he could actually run a play, when they put him in the pistol and let him run the option other than asking him, you know, God
really,
forbid to throw.
Yeah. Didn't really see him do a whole lot of that this week. They were more focused on, you know, the actual passing part of the offense. So, and even when he was involved, he was throwing the ball for the most part. So I think if we do see it, it'll be more on the Philly side than on the New England side. But, I think it might have given this defense a little bit of problem, from what I saw in practice during 11-on-11. So it'll be curious to see how much they do that with Vic, who I think is probably going to start tonight.
One quick one for you, Eric, before we let you go. Some of the local guys are saying James Devlin among the players not seen on warm-ups. Is that accurate? Have you seen him?
Well, I hadn't been looking out for him because, quite honestly, there was no reason to believe he wouldn't suit up. But I'm just giving a quick glance at the running back group here, and I don't see him back there.
That's unfortunate.
So that is kind of a surprise.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Hasn't had any signs of any injury.
Yeah, he's a guy I think that obviously needs these kinds of reps, and I think that he was having a good camp. I think
I did too.
Game action for a guy like that would have been very important tonight. That's unfortunate.
I absolutely agree with you. Yeah.
All right, Eric. Thanks for checking in with us.
Enjoy the game.
No, hopefully, we can get back safe and sound.
Yeah. Don't forget your notebook.
All right.
Eric Scalavino of Patriots Football Weekly joining us live from Philadelphia. What was so bad about that?
They'll get worse as the year goes on.
I generally don't find myself
for Paul's reaction.
I generally don't find myself agreeing with his premise. And tonight's premise that I didn't agree with is that Tom Brady is going to play more because of why? Because it was humid. Did you say? I mean, what was he talking about?
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, listen.
Say, this
I don't
time
know.
I've ever done a show with no pants on.
And I don't know what Bill. I don't know what Bill's going to do.
We'll be the last.
But I'd be surprised if he plays any more than normal.
Changing. We have TV soon. I got to put pants on.
Put that thing away.
That is true. You have TV coming up soon, which we haven't really talked
female
about.
Female listenership just tripled.
We haven't really.
You should know. I got a little wiener.
Hey. Well, that was taken out of context.
Which
I not really.
So. Which we haven't talked much about, but.
My wiener?
You guys, no, not your wiener. The TV broadcast tonight, because from what I understand.
Revolutionary, I believe, is the word.
Revolutionizing.
The Rebs are playing tonight?
Revolutionizing preseason football TV broadcasts. I mean, pretty much changing the entire game.
Well, the way we look at it, in 3 to 5 years, all 32 teams could be doing it this way, and that's just the long-term projection. But yeah,
and you will once again be pioneers.
We no, we're trying to.
Now Paul has no pants on.
Are you uncomfortable?
No.
I have pants on now.
I'm just going to look this way at Andy. I'm going to look at Andy.
No, I mean, we're just trying to bring a little discussion analysis to the broadcast, especially after Brady leaves. You know, it's. I don't want to take shots at other people, but sometimes these preseason guys are hired guns who just kind of come in, do one production meeting, do the game, and leave. And they don't see day-to-day. They don't know that we're all raving about Aaron Dobson, or they don't know that Logan Ryan may or may not have struggled in his reps. And we're trying to bring a daily coverage aspect to the preseason telecast. We're not eliminating traditional. You'll still know what's going on. You'll still see camera angles, but maybe
you'll see the pictures. You'll see the replays, and you'll see everything that you have to see. And early on, when the ones are in the game, when Tom Brady and company are in the game, we'll be a little bit more traditional. I think you'll see just a normal sort of straight play-by-play with Dan Roach and Christian Fourier. But once those guys leave, and people want to talk about the Kenbrell Tompkins of the world and Jerron Harmon and some of those guys, Zach Sudfeld. I think that's when you're going to see more of Matt Chatham and Andy and myself.
And you guys will actually be on TV. It's not like it's just going to be your voices, like the voice of God.
Oh, no. I think we'll be in a double box or something? Double box, they'll probably put us on there.
So why wouldn't they just shoot you from the waist up so you could do the whole show with no pants?
No pants.
Well, I think my knees might be in it. We're in red, beautiful red leather chairs provided by Bob's Discount Furniture, and you might see a little below the waist, and that could get awkward if I don't have pants on.
So keep your pants on, and you guys will be on the double box, or maybe like one of the miniature boxes in the corner of the screen. I don't know what the word is for that.
That's a 16-to-1 box.
Is that what that's called?
Nope, just made it up.
It sounded good. It sounded.
What is it? 16:9 is like the widescreen.
Andy's very good at throwing around the terms and having absolutely.
We
no
do
idea
have two 300 lights here.
There you
that,
go.
Are lighting the area,
and
so
no
we'll look good
on TV. On either
no
one.
Frezzies.
They do say
so that
300.
Forehead will be nice and shiny.
It will be. I'm a little concerned about that.
You guys are going to be lit up like a Christmas tree in here.
I'm a little concerned about that. You being a TV guy,
I haven't
had problems with that.
What's that?
Sweating and is it hot in there? Or?
These lights look hot. I'm just looking at them.
That's hot.
You had some problems last night, Beetle. I was going to text you on Comcast.
Did I?
You were sweating on Comcast?
No, you had some problems. It looked like you were wearing like gym socks, and you could see like your ankles when you were sitting in the chair.
Comcast. I've done that in the past.
I was like, we got to get this kid some dress socks. You know?
They were not dress socks last night.
Originally, when we used to do the Comcast show, they used to have a little like coffee table in front.
Yeah.
So you could never see the legs. You could below, say, the knee. So I used to like have these ratty sneakers. And I just, the most comfortable thing, do the, like the 10 o'clock show. I'd have all my clothes on. I'd just wear my comfortable sneakers because they never show up. And all of a sudden, sure enough, we're on a different set.
So you can see them? So my feet were on
there?
You
could see it, yeah. I was flipping through, and I was just going to, you know.
I've gotten burned on that in the past.
I was going to casually just go right through, and then I saw Beetle was on. And I was like, oh, I got to watch. And I was like, that's my host for tomorrow.
And you fixated on his ankles.
No, I was like, that's my host for tomorrow showing some ankles.
Fixated on my cankles there. And you know what? I'll clean that up for you. The next time I'm on, I'll clean that up.
I appreciate that. It's a family show.
It is a family program. Family program.
Do we have any parting words here?
We're parting words
inside of 5 minutes for sign off.
Stay healthy. Compete. Good luck.
We're all counting on you.
One more time.
Can they hear that?
We got a lot of technical mumbo jumbo going on in the background.
There's a lot of things going on here in this studio, including prepping for
You are a multimedia star like Paul is.
For the television broadcast, which, by the way, the studio that has been mentioned in all this press coverage of this revolutionary broadcast tonight on television, they keep saying separate studio. It's this one. It's the one we're sitting in.
Yes. This is
there's a lot of activity in this one small studio.
There is a lot going on in here right now with lights, cameras. Action.
Soon.
Patriots logos, big red recliners, which we've already been told don't recline. Not allowed to recline on TV, apparently.
Wrong? Should I not have fallen asleep in the middle of the third quarter?
The whole TV thing seems to have a lot of rules. No swearing, no reclining.
Yeah, no off-color jokes.
Wear pants. It's ridiculous.
Don't call tight ends cripples.
I'm definitely made for radio.
Do we want to, before we leave, do we want to check the poll center one more time?
Yes, let's go, Darren. Do you have pants on, Darren?
I do.
Okay, good.
No rules in the poll center, though.
What happens in the poll
center?
If you
want to be pants, let's go right on over to the poll center.
Stays in the polls.
Why do you always have to take it to a dirty place? Sorry, Eric. Go ahead.
All right. The final poll here. Which young defensive player are you most excited about heading into the preseason?
Well, that's easy for Paul.
You want the choices?
Chandler Jones would be the one I'm most excited about.
Oh, any young player. Oh, if Chandler Jones is an option, then Chandler Jones is the answer.
Collins, Jones, Hightower, and Logan Ryan.
I'm honored. I actually have the right answer.
It's a one-horse race.
Andy
Chandler
Jones. Nod.
If it is not 100-0-0-0, we have a problem.
Well, we do have a problem then. 67%.
I mean, that's close. What was the last one that was 51%? Ridiculous.
20% on Jamie Collins. And then 11 on Hightower and 2 on Logan Ryan.
11 on Hightower. I think that's a little low.
Apparently, Mr. and Mrs. Ryan voted in the poll on our Facebook page because I can't imagine anyone else voted for Logan Ryan.
I might toss him a vote.
Let's get one more question in here. Web radio.
Why is Paul putting makeup on?
TV. It's a TV thing. Webradio@patriots.com. One final question here.
And he doesn't have the most gentle makeup artist in the world.
He doesn't look very happy right now.
Wow, he looks miserable. I have to get a photo with this. Anyway, the
question. I don't think you're done, just so you know. He has this big white stripe down his cheek.
The question is running backs.
Ridley. I think that the makeup artist thought I was done, by the way.
Ridley or Vereen? Who gets more carries tonight?
Ridley or Vereen more carries? I'll go Ridley. I don't think they're either guy. I mean,
I don't
Vereen
think either one of them will get
up.
More than three carries, and I don't think Vereen will get any. So I'll go Ridley.
Now, the question is. What unfolds after that between Bolden, who's been banged up a lot in camp, and LeGarrette Blount? I think Blount, you could end up seeing the most carries tonight. I think Blount could have a big game.
What have you seen from him in camp?
Big dude.
Big dude.
Big dude.
Big dude. I read in Patriots Football Weekly today that he's a big fan of Hayden Panettiere.
He is.
Correct.
Actually, he wants us to tweet it out to her so she knows
attention.
That he's a big fan of
I don't think she's going to care.
She's fine? What
she's gorgeous. Yeah. He called her gorgeous. Gorgeous.
If he could meet anyone in the world from any time, any era, dead or alive, it'd be her. And I said, for obvious reasons, she's gorgeous. Which I thought was a little weird and creepy, but you know, whatever.
Oh, it's not that creepy. They're probably not that different in age.
No. Who knows? I don't know. I don't find her that hot either.
Well, you guys are getting ready for TV. I've got my first Dunkin' Donuts pregame social in the books.
Well,
and it wasn't even really a full show.
I was going to say,
quarters.
Sort of.
I did 3/4 of a show.
You got the Wes Welker treatment after saying foot jokes.
Hopefully I make it here on time for the next one. That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah.
I'm going to strive for that.
That'd be nice.
I can't guarantee it, but I'm going to strive for it.
But we understand.
Leave a little earlier.
I wish I could.
He's going to have the same issue next week.
Yeah, a lot of issues.
I'm
going to
have issues right now.
Just hope for no rain, but then, you know.
But like Andy said, got to keep everybody healthy in the preseason.
I'll make Beetle at home with his exit music here.
Welcome, Mark. You did a great job. We're glad to have you.
And young receivers, story of the night. Let's be excited about young receivers. Hopefully they live up to the hype that Paul and other media members have created for them.
Yes, all that hype. all that positivity that is surrounding the Patriots. Patriots, Eagles coming up. Catch Paul and Andy on the broadcast tonight on WBZ-TV as they revolutionize the preseason broadcasting game. They're changing everything. I'll be back after the game right here on Patriots.com bringing you the Patriots post-game show, so you don't want to miss that. And then we'll do this all over again next week. I'll try to get here on time, I promise. Promise.
This has been the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, live from the Patriots Facebook page. Now it's game time as the Patriots square off with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Over the middle it goes. It is intercepted by Brandon Spikes at the 35, 40, 45 at the 50 of Baltimore, and out of bounds on the far side of the field.
Be sure to tune in to Patriots.com radio for the Patriots postgame show with Mark Bertrand immediately following the game.
28 seconds remaining. Empty backfield. Three receivers near side right. Pass lead by six. Snap to Fitzpatrick. Looking over the middle. Fires to the right. Intercepted in the end zone. Intercepted by Devin McCourty.
Log on to Patriots.com all week long for the latest news and information on your favorite team. We look forward to hearing from you next week on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.